This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here to help you start your day right. And each weekday morning, I start the day with you at this time, going to God's Word, the Bible, and just allowing the Lord to speak into our lives. God wants to be involved in your life. He doesn't want to be a distant reality. He doesn't want to just be some idea on the pages of the Bible that you hear on Sunday when you go to church. He doesn't want to be someone you really don't know anything about. No, he wants to be your most intimate friend, the most important person in your life. And we're looking this week about the beautiful person of the Lord Jesus. We're looking at a few verses in Colossians chapter 1. Let me read them again. Paul says, "For God delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son." That's at the point when you put your faith in Jesus Christ and what he's done for you at the cross. God transfers you into the kingdom of his beloved Son, his Son in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Jesus all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself might come to have first place in everything. Do you know that the only right place for Jesus in your life is first place? I wonder, what place does Jesus have in your life? Right now, at this point in your life. Sometimes it's easy for us to feel that, well, as long as he has a high place in our lives, all is okay. But you know, Jesus Christ does not accept any place but the first place in your life. As you look at your life, do you find that you're willing to do or say things that you know do not please the Lord Jesus in order to please your boss and get ahead in your business? If so, then you need to put Jesus in first place. Does pressure from your family cause you to downgrade your commitment to Christ? Then you need to put Jesus back in first place in your life. Do the attitudes of the people around you at uni or in your workplace lead you to hide your love for the Lord? Then you need to give Jesus first place in your life again. Do you remember a time in your life when Jesus had first place, when he was more important than anything else? That's what you need to go back to. And you need to say to the Lord Jesus today, "I'm so sorry, Lord, for putting other things before you. You are the most important love in my life. And I want to put you back in first place. Show me what that means in my life today." And he'll show you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.